Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, Zach Galifianakis, if you wonder where has he been? He's been living in British Columbia, and he just was telling Jimmy Kimmel how he loves to be surrounded by wildlife.
I live in the woods, and I've trained a lot of the animals in the woods.
You have? To do what?
Like when I get home, birds will fly around on my shoulders and take my sweater off.
Like a Disney movie.
Like a Disney movie. I have a moose that looks after the land.
You do? What's the moose's name? Does he have a name?
His name is Glenn.
Glenn.
I love Zach Galifianakis, because that guy is funny.
I want him to be my best friend. Love him so much. Moving on to Megan Fox, who's revealing that she had a complete psychological breakdown after being mocked for her movie's Jennifer's Body.
Do you have to undermine everything that I do? You are such a player hater.
You're a jerk. Wow, nice insult, Hannah Montana. You got any more harsh digs?
I mean, to be fair, that is pretty cringeworthy.
Did you guys see that movie?
I didn't even know that was there, but those lines are good.
It has like a cult following, but it's so bad. So she says that she just reached her breaking point after the 2009 release of Jennifer's Body, saying that she was being sexualized in the media and films, and the movie was just terrible, and people started mocking her. She didn't want any attention. It had a severe effect on her. She didn't want anyone to talk to her. She didn't want to be seen. She didn't want to do any movies or magazines or anything like that. So she really just took a break. Wow.
Interesting.
Yes. Jinx. Very interesting. It jinxed. And you know, she and Brian Austin Green, they've been together. Then they were going to get divorced. Then they were together again. Then they had a baby. So
her
been
thumbs
a little
creep
tumultuous.
Me out.
Yeah, Megan
sorry,
Fox.
I had to say it.
How about Katy Perry's thumbs? You like those?
I haven't seen those. I've noticed other things on her, not her thumbs.
That you like. Well, Katy Perry talking about how she extended that olive branch, literally gifted Taylor Swift an olive branch, and how they squashed their beef.
It was actually just a misunderstanding, but, you know, we have such big groups of people that like to follow us, and so they kind of started turning against each other a little bit, too, and it was really unfortunate, but we made amends, and I'm all about redemption and forgiveness and for setting an example for those younger people that it can be cool to ask for forgiveness and confront someone that you may have an issue with or a problem with and talk it out.
I like that. I know some people are like, oh no, I don't want them to be friends, but it's okay. It goes to show you don't have to hate everybody.
Exactly. A lot of people just ice each other out and then it never gets resolved. So it is smart. When you're ready, and I think you have to wait a little bit for the emotions to go away and the hurt and kind of, I feel like time does heal. Then you can sit down calmly and be like, look, this is silly. I'm sorry. Let's move forward.
Will there ever be a olive branch from Kanye West to Taylor Swift? What do you think?
Who knows? I don't, Taylor has so much beef with everybody and it's wild because she's such a sweet girl, but she holds her own. That's for sure. Well, Rod the Bod. Talking about Rod Stewart, he's 74 years old. He's had that ongoing battle with prostate cancer, but by his side, his lovely wife, Penny Lancaster, and he's talking about the secret to a successful marriage.
Penny and I like our silence. After talk, it's lovely when there's silence. We live in a rather big house, and we don't bump into each other for hours and hours on end. Took me a while to find the right model. Excuse the pun, but she is absolutely... my lifeblood.
I love silence, but I feel bad because, like, we talk all day. So, obviously, silence is a good thing because there's never quiet with our lives. But I feel bad for my wife, Lindsay, because I really, like, I will not talk at home.
You just want to be quiet because you've been yapping for hours at work. I get it. But then he says that's the key.
What about you, though, like, in a relationship? Do you need that constant talking like you do it for a living, but off air you would? Or you like silence, too?
I just like to play like a kid and, like, tease and have fun. And then I like to just cuddle. I'm a snuggler.
All right, put that in your Bumble profile. Mackenzie with the garbage here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Cuddle me.
A question for you, by the way, too. I'll ask Liv, but I still think her microphone's not working. I'm sorry, Liv.
get it fixed.
I'm sorry. Have you picked out a Halloween costume yet?
Not yet, but my little girl is picking out all, like, the little catalogs are coming, and it's so fun to get ideas.
Okay, a costume company just released their 2019 costume line, and these are kind of geared towards women. It's got a lot of people talking. I don't know if you're going to like it, Mackenzie. I feel like Liv's going to hate these.
Oh, because they're sexy?
Well, I guess sexy is in the eye of the beholder. I'll explain what they are coming up next here. Maybe Porkchop will want to get one. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.